Good. So I'm here today to talk about Download Open Source Org and to give you an introduction to how we could probably solve some of the mirror issues and the challenges that we have or that we face at the moment. First of all, what's Download Open Source Org? It's a generic download redirector, I would call it. It actually dynamically selects a perfect mirror for the user when he's asking to download a file. It was designed when we had to make the announcements for the OpenSUSE releases and wanted to put a unique URL in there which would work for the users in different countries and different locations to have the perfect mirror to download their files from. So, another idea is to not have the users use one single mirror that they sometimes choose to use, but to have the download requests distributed among different servers. So we can try to have a lot of mirrors without the user having to choose the mirror he wants, but just clicks on Download Open Source Org and gets the perfect mirror for him. We also want to compensate for the mirror sync delay, which Robert already talked about, because lots of mirrors are only synced once a day or probably once a week if they have to pay for incoming traffic. And we want to compensate for that either by having or moving the choice of the mirror to the server and not to the user. So how does this work? Basically, it's based on mock rewrite and a small PHP script which does the magic to select the mirror. It has a local cache to track which mirror has what files. So we have a process running in the background which constantly goes through the mirrors and checks which files are there and keeps them into a cache. And we use GeoIP to locate the origin of the user. So we actually know which country the user comes from, and we map those countries to regions, and we have mapped mirrors to regions, so we can select a mirror which actually has the file in a region for the user. In case of trouble, we redirect to our default mirror, because, for example, sometimes it happens that the user asks for a file that's not on a single mirror yet, so we'll just redirect to the default server. That's pretty much it. Let's open it up for questions, if there are any. Go ahead.
So how many FTP clients would connect, and they'd be redirected to another mirror?
Correct.
Because the mirror goes away.
Yep.
And so then this client doesn't have this capability to re-get and start over, so it does start over. So once your ISO is almost completed, it starts redoing it and overwriting the local file, and tough luck, huh?
Actually, it works like this. It's only HTTP based. We can actually redirect to FTP servers, but we are not doing that.
So it's strictly HTTP.
It's HTTP, right? And if your HTTP server supports re-getting at a certain offset, this will work because it will just be redirected. Mm-hmm. So it uses a location header. If you're familiar with the HTTP protocol, it says location and then the location of the file, and the browser will just redirect to that server.
Okay. So and how do you prevent the bounce back? So one mirror says please go away and redirects to another mirror who says please go away, and it bounces back and forth.
We haven't had a single mirror which used to do kind of bounce backs or something. So there's no magic in there right now.
The script only runs on the server, though.
Right. So that's a server-centric solution.
Okay.
So that's not the main one. Click on Download Open Source Org and you'll be constantly redirected to another server. So,
okay.
There's some other stuff in there which, a prioritization for which servers to choose if they are available because they have huge bandwidth and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to open source this like next week or so. I'll need to get the confirmation that I can do this. but I'm pretty confident that this will be an option. Mm-hmm. So we can work together on it and improve it.
Right. What about the GeoIP? I mean, it would be nice if the fastest mirror is really the closest one too.
Yeah, that's the assumption.
That's the assumption.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work, is there any kind of magic that you test the routes currently and set up an internet map?
I'm not aware of any, but if you have an idea on that, you're free and welcome to offer.
No, I
have played with that and here a bit, but the problem is that we have no idea how your bandwidth is to that provider. For example, in Belgium, I have a very well bandwidth to Belnet and to Access Raw in Holland, which is mirror.nl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it could be something completely, for me, those are the two fastest. One is in Holland and one is in Belgium. But it could be that one in Belgium is slower for me than it would seem at first sight. Also, it's very hard to know whether a mirror has limited bandwidth. I know of mirrors from Australia that could be very fast, but you have to be in Australia, for example.
So there actually is a solution to your question. There's a script called FastNeuron, which takes away the choice on the server side to the user side, and it will actually try to ping the mirrors and download some test files, or start a download and then abort it to find out which mirror is the fastest. But we're trying to have a central place for the user to go to, and it actually gives us the ability to track what the users want. So we see, for example, Vita 5 has been downloaded or tried to be downloaded lots of times, and we see other files happen. So this is basically the statistics part is also interesting for us.
Mm-hmm. So do you want them to connect to the main mirror first?
Correct. We want them to use download OpenSUSE org because it basically chooses the mirror that they want to use without having them to choose it.
But if they did so directly, then you wouldn't get any statistics on what's requested, right?
Well, we could approach the mirror admins and ask for statistics, but it's much easier this way.
Okay. We don't really use the statistics or anything.
Not
or
yet.
Anything
but
like
no.
And we don't plan to, but it's really interesting to look at it.
Yeah, sure.
So we don't care if it just get 10% of our hits, but 10% we get interesting enough for us.
Yeah. It's a good basis to see which packages are the most wanted, because we can interpolate it.
Probably nicest to propagate those which I've requested most first.
Yeah.
Sure.
And download OpenSUSE org is used in all the announcement mails that we send out to the mailing list. And I'll implement a change next week that you'll actually have the file browsing on download OpenSUSE org, and the redirect will take place when you actually select the file to be downloaded. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it just redirects even if you just enter a directory. Because it's easier to do, but that's probably will be done on Monday or Tuesday. Any other questions or suggestions? Okay, I take it there are no one. Let's, that should be enough.